The traditional New Year's Eve period is definitely an essential part of the holiday since it represents the final meal before the end of the Lunar New Year and the time for families to get together to wish for good fortune. So what's for dinner, guys, and what can we expect at this kind of get-together?
A lot of stuff. I mean, the first thing on my mind is that you got to have fish. Because fish in Chinese means, well, it sounds like yu. Yu also mean, yu is also the word for extra or leftover, which means overabundance. Because you have so much that you have left over something for the next year.
Yeah. Mm.
That means you're rich.
What if I'm vegan, Lai Ming?
Oh, that's a really tough question.
No fish for you.
Yeah. Also, I think the eating habits or the eating tradition differs from the south part or the north part. Because I think we and Lai Ming can share a different experience because I'm from the north. My hometown is in Tianjin. So for us, on the New Year Eve's table, the must thing you should have is dumplings. You can have veggie dumplings if you're a vegetarian. We really need to have dumplings because in the northern part of China, like dumplings are really essential to the dinner during the New Year's evening because the shape of dumpling even resembles an ancient Chinese gold ingot. So usually people like to put a coin in one single dumpling when making the dumplings. Mm-hmm. And that one who may be have the chance to eat this specific dumpling with a coin inside, it shows a good luck for the next year.
What if a fake partner gets that ingot?
What if you choke on that coin? Then is it bad luck?
No, so now most people just get rid of that tradition. We just have dumplings. But dumplings is the one of the must-have item on our dinner table for the New Year Eve.
Yeah,
they're delicious.
For someone from the South China, I was under the impression that the Northerners are always looking for excuses to have dumplings. Well, for Chinese, for Southern Chinese, or at least in my hometown, we don't have dumplings that often. Instead, we have niangao. Those fried or boiled glutinous rice with stuff, the sticky stuff. So, because niangao in Chinese sounds familiar, niangao means...
Niangao.
It sounds similar to, niangao means this year is higher than last year, means better year is yet to come. So, we will have that instead of dumplings.
So, this is really interesting. So many times it's fish, but even if maybe you have a different diet, like maybe you are vegan, you can do dumplings up in the north. Maybe you have vegetarian dumplings. Mm. Also, I believe I see chicken here in the research. Sometimes chicken is at the dinner table, glutinous rice.
Yes.
But is there anything else donning the tables as families get together in China to celebrate the New Year's Eve?
In my hometown, there's always an argument. I mean, people in my family don't know how to communicate with each other. We always get into a heated debate or discussion. And people seem to enjoy that, actually. Mm. And in terms of food, I mean, in my part of the country, in China, we have a lot of bamboo. So bamboo shoes is a pretty good dish in China. We have sliced bamboo shoot, and then sliced pork, sliced carrots, and then we cook it all together. It tastes delicious.
That sounds yummy. And it's comforting to know that it's not just in the U.S. with my family that when we get together for the holiday dinners, we like to argue as well. So when you get together with family, nothing's better than having an argument. Yes. But Huangshen, what about you? What's on your table?
For my family, besides the dumplings, of course, it's like a main course of the dish. And then I think the things we care more about is the number of the cold dishes or the hot dishes.
Ooh.
We should keep it at 6 or 8 because, you know, 6 and 8 are the lucky numbers according to Chinese culture.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll have for meaty dishes and maybe for veggie dishes or for hot dishes and two like cold dishes. So make sure there are 6 or 8.
That's very healthy of you guys to have 4 vegetable dishes. I mean, in my part of the country, we try and have as many meat dishes as possible. So you have fish, we have duck, we have pork, beef, chicken. All kinds.
I want to go where Lai Ming's going.
Yeah, that's like a feast.
That sounds delicious.
And you can't do without alcohol. I mean, you can't spend a spring festival without someone getting drunk at the table.
So people are drinking, people are eating. This sounds like
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it sounds like a typical holiday dinner in many parts of the world. One thing, though, as maybe an American, for our holidays, and I want to ask you guys about this holiday, is let's say Lai Ming said Thanksgiving. So let's say for Thanksgiving, we also really like to don our tables with different food. But then the piece de resistance is the pumpkin pie or the ice cream or the apple pie, these kind of things. The dessert. Is this happening on the Chinese dinner tables for New Year's Eve?
We have something that's similar to Niangao. It's yellow, and I don't know what it's made of, but it sounds like it's called Wang. So it sounds like a bloom or boom or prosperous. So we like to have that as dessert.
What is it?
It has no taste. It's sticky. It has no taste. It's yellow, and you add sugar to have it to make it taste somewhat like a dessert.
Mm. Okay. Anything else, Huang Shen? What are you having for dessert?
Oh, actually, I think for northern people, especially during the New Year's Eve, we don't eat that much desserts.
Okay.
Yes, we just eat the main course. Like, I have repeatedly tell about dumplings. That's just like the turkey for, like, Thanksgiving for you, for American
always
guys.
Always
looking
for excuses to have dumplings.
Yes. Yeah. So, actually, we really don't have any desserts. So, we just use a beverage as the desserts or something.
So, what kind of beverages up north are people having?
Just some sodas. But the
spirits?
Yes. No, I think my parents, they like red wines, or some have white wines. But I think for us, we just have like sodas.
Sodas.
We have homebrew moonshine. I can take you out. And we're drinking in bowls. We're not drinking in glasses. So.
This sounds like a really fun holiday.
But yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, guys, that does sound really nice. It sounds like people are going to be enjoying some delicious food for this holiday. And this brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. You can join our discussion on WeChat as we are EZFM Roundtable. And guys, have a happy Chinese New Year.
Yes, indeed. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.